This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is probably one of the first times I've been back after a President's Day weekend. Usually I work on that Monday. So it was kind of nice to take 3 days off. And I hate talking about that because I know the majority of people didn't really get yesterday off. And I don't want to sit and brag about it. But don't worry, I worked the whole time. I was doing paperwork. I was watching student videos. I was grading notes. So I did a lot of work. But it just... it's such a great feeling to know that it's already Tuesday, right? And the week, right, is already a good chunk of the week has kind of, you know, disappeared. You know, people always say, okay, you know, Mondays are good days. Wednesdays, you kind of get depressed. Thursdays, you start to get a little excited. And then Friday, everybody, you know, that's the big, you know, booster, you know, when it comes to your mood and getting a little fire under your step. I don't know, not me. Okay, I really, really like Mondays. Mondays, to me, are the most exciting day of the week because I usually refresh. I refresh by working all weekend long, don't ask. But my weekends, I don't really like the weekends that much. You know, I do more work on the weekends that for me, the week is a piece of cake. So I get really, really excited about Monday. So when I'm already into Tuesday, yeah, it's kind of exciting that the week is shorter, but I never got my Monday. And Tuesday is usually the most depressing day of the week for a lot of people because it's Tuesday. Right? You just had a Monday. Weekend doesn't come for another few days. So here you are, you're like, okay, yay, I'm back at work, it's a short week, and you're like, ah, but it's a Tuesday. That's why there's all these restaurants like Ruby Tuesdays, Fat Tuesdays. They do that because they know that Tuesday is one of the crappiest days of the week, and what they want to do is they want to make it more exciting for people. So they're like, okay, well, this is what we do. It's Tuesday, so let's go to Fat Tuesdays or Ruby Tuesdays or whatever. All right? That's why you see a lot of places called Tuesdays. You don't really see a lot of days called Wednesday. You don't see a lot of them called Thursday. Right, but you'll see it with Tuesday. Alright? Make sense? Monday and Friday, I think, are the shortest of the days in terms of letters. I was wondering about that too with signage. So it was interesting. President's Day weekend, a lot of rallies. Not my President's Day. We got a lot of medical news, but I just have, you know, a couple things to say about that. Listen, I am so grateful for the country we live in and the ability to protest. And if we think that something is going wrong in this country, we are able to unite and we are able to come together. And it's a gift that we have. But at some point, okay, the election ended. The election is over. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, to me, I find it very frustrating that the big movement this weekend was not my President's Day. And I understand they were protesting things that they felt they wanted to protest. And I get that. And again, I will defend their right to be able to do that. But when, you know, the news is covering all the whininess, going, well, I didn't vote for him, so he's not my president. I didn't vote for him. Well, he lost a popular vote. All right, look, all right, we... as American citizens, okay, I have vowed to, you know, honor the Constitution. We are, as American citizens, or a newly honored American citizen, all right, vow that we would uphold the Constitution and we would adhere to it. And, you know, the Electoral College, and listen, I don't know how popular other presidents were in the past, right? But our Electoral College and our electoral process is one that our founding fathers you know, chose, and very intelligently chose, because they didn't want it to be all about New York or all about Philadelphia. They wanted to make sure that smaller colonies had a say. This wasn't supposed to be, you know, a kind of a David and Goliath fight, even though David won, but it was supposed to be more of a look, you know, everybody gets a vote. Everybody gets to be heard. And so, you know, when other countries watch this and they see us being, you know, crybabies, right, about not liking Trump, it's embarrassing. Okay? You know, and you see signs saying disobey, you may not like certain policies. And granted, there's a lot of policies I don't like. I haven't liked with both sides of the aisle. Right? And again, you know, I don't want to use the word rioting, but assembly is part of the American culture, and it's a gift we have. We're blessed to have it. So absolutely, if you want to protest or assemble, I think that's great. But when it gets to the point where we're purposely trying to divide, right? and you know, spurring, right? You know, the anger and spurring the violence, that's a problem. Right? And other countries are watching this. We need to look strong. Right? Whether we liked Obama, whether we liked Bush, whether we liked Clinton, whether we liked Trump, we have to look like we are unified and, you know, nobody's going to mess with us. And right now it looks like half the country could very easily turn. We don't want our enemies thinking that, especially since our enemies are finding Americans to turn on other Americans. It's enough already, guys. Okay? It's enough. I don't care if you don't like Trump or you didn't like Obama or whatever. Okay? We have work to do. I would rather you put that energy towards making things happen. All right? You know, if you don't like a policy, then, you know, let's concentrate on that, or let's come up with solutions, or let's, you know, figure out how we control immigration, domestic terrorism, etc. So I'm just a little frustrated. Could have been a great weekend, but, you know, there's that divisiveness, and I think we look so divisive now. We have for years now, and it's a real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, a Dallas neurosurgeon is going to jail for killing two patients in quote-unquote botched surgeries. Not just malpractice, but actually going to jail, and not just going to jail for 12 months, he is going to jail for life. We're going to tell you why. We're also going to talk about how legalizing same-sex marriage has apparently been associated with fewer youth suicide attempts. It's very interesting. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Probiote Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Probiote in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Probiote is nutrition you can feel. Probiote is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we hear about this Dr. Death this morning, and we're like, what the heck? Actually, we heard about it yesterday. And this is very interesting. A Dallas jury sentenced a North Texas neurosurgeon to life in prison for killing two patients and maiming others. They're saying 46-year-old Christopher Dutch was the first doctor in Dallas County to be sentenced to life in prison for surgery that went wrong. He was arrested back in July 2015 on 5 aggravated assault charges after 4 of his patients were quote-unquote left crippled and 2 others died between July 2012 and June 2013. That's according to Dallas News. They said his trial focused on only one charge of injury to an elderly individual, they say. Victim Mary Effiard testifying that she had trusted Dunch to perform the 2012 procedure. Effiard, who was then 74, lost a third of her blood and the full use of her legs. She said that I trusted he would do what was right. Apparently, this 13-day trial included testimony from a doctor who treated Effiard after Dunch's procedure and said he found implants placed on muscle instead of bone, and a screw was drilled into her spinal cavity. Dr. Robert Henderson said, it's as egregious as you can imagine. Jurors heard from other patients, according to Fox News, including one who woke up from surgery paralyzed from the neck down, another who passed out from chronic pain, and a third who talks in a permanent whisper after she was left with a puncture wound in her throat. Prosecutors presented the court with a 2011 email Dunch wrote detailing his plans to become a cold-blooded killer. Wow. His lawyers maintain that Dunch had been distracted by a chaotic operating room and was doing the best he could on his own. Prosecutor Michelle Shugart said he chose not to get help, according to the report. He chose to continue maiming and killing patients. The daughter of one of his patients who died undergoing back surgery said she was pleased with the jury decision. She said, it won't obviously bring my mom back, and it won't heal the 34 people that have been affected, but it'll bring some sense of justice and particularly some sense of closure. This is a 46-year-old neurosurgeon. This blows my mind. I mean, they say here, one of the victims, Jerry Summers, woke up after undergoing spinal surgery at Baylor Regional Medical Center of Plano, unable to move his arms or legs, according to Dallas Morning News. Says Summers said in a video testimony played in court earlier this month, I don't remember feeling any pain, I just couldn't move. Feels like your body weighs 10,000 pounds and you can't pick it up. That surgery occurred back in February 2012. Now, apparently the surgery, Dunch had offered to perform a basic procedure to rid him of pain and numbness he had in his arm as a result of previous car crash. But the surgery did not go accordingly as planned, with the anesthesiologist who put Summers under revealing he lost more than 10 times more blood than usual during the operation. Summers now suffers from incomplete paralysis, meaning he is unable to move his arms and legs, but still feels pain and touch. So, you know, if you weren't a physician, you would be listening to this going, oh my gosh, how does somebody operate so long and be in the field so long without, you know, somebody getting involved? Dunch had operated on Kelly Martin. She had bled out and died after the doctor cut through her spinal cord, slashing a major artery. Surgical News' Catherine Kelly Lawrence, who was involved with Dunch for the deadly surgery, said the disgraced surgeon, quote-unquote, did not seem concerned with what had happened, despite the fact that Martin woke up screaming in pain. The patient woke up screaming in pain and had to be put back under. Another one of his patients died in 2012 in July, suffering a stroke after she underwent spinal surgery. And the medical board found the doctor, quote unquote, went overboard. So it looks like the medical board was involved. When you look at this, it scares you, obviously, because you don't want to have any idiot operate on you. And I'm reluctant to call this guy an idiot because I don't know what this email was saying that, you know, he wanted to, what was that email they found here where he wanted to, I guess, kill patients? This is a crazy email. Quote, to become a cold-blooded killer. So I don't know what the heck is going on here. And when somebody goes into the field of neurosurgery, mind you, it is one of the riskiest. Neurosurgeons' malpractice is obviously very high because so much could go wrong. All right? You're dealing with the spinal cord. Right? It's not that difficult to be a millimeter or two off and possibly cause paralysis. You have major arteries supplying the spinal cord. But in order to get through a residency, I mean, in order to get through a training and a fellowship to become a neurosurgeon, you can't screw up. You have to know what you're doing. And so what kind of concerns me and why I keep going back to that quote from that email is you can't get through a program, not know what you're doing, and then be out there and not know what you're doing and make it till you're 40-some years old and then finally get in trouble. Most likely he would have gotten in trouble in his 20s or 30s or whenever he was in training. So then my next concern is, did he know what he was doing the whole time in training? And then only recently, maybe there was premeditation to do harm. I've never heard of anything like this. Now, have I heard of people losing blood in surgery? Absolutely. Have I heard that of people becoming paralyzed with a surgical procedure? Absolutely. But not this many. Now, let me see if we have any news on what happened with the board. Apparently, Dr. Dunge had his license revoked in 2013. He said that 99% of everything that has been said about me is completely false. The medical board cited abusive care with 6 patients when they revoked his license. A surgeon testifying for prosecutors said it was like letting an amateur loose in surgery. So, Dunge's attorneys argued that he wasn't a criminal. He was just a lousy surgeon, according to Daily Mail. But he lost his license. His license was revoked in 2013, and apparently there were enough cases to start to build a criminal case, even though it was primarily focused on this one patient. So, I understand how scary this must sound. And, whenever I recommend you picking a doctor, okay, usually your primary care physician or your orthopedic surgeon or your neurologist will work with people where they had good experiences with. So, like, for example, if I have to send you for a colonoscopy, okay, and I know that one person perforated pretty commonly, I won't refer to that person because I don't want that person taking a chance and perforating on my patient. So an intelligent doctor will really be on top of who they are referring to. Now, do they get wind of every single thing that happens in every single case? No, they don't. Okay. Periodically, I like to go to the medical board and make sure that the doctors I'm referring to haven't had any issues, because I don't want to send a patient to somebody who could possibly hurt my patient. And usually everybody I referred to had been fine. Actually, all 100% of them hadn't had any issues with the medical board. So thank God we're good. But if the medical board didn't get involved until 2013 in this case, and 2012 is when these botched surgeries happened, then you wouldn't be able to find this information going to the medical board, especially if this was the year 2012. So they have online reviews, but these online reviews, unfortunately, are very sketchy, very inconsistent. So if somebody typed that they were completely paralyzed, you're like, well, if you were completely paralyzed, how did you type this? You know, were you just mad at him because he sent you a bill? How do you know? And so, unfortunately, while cases are going through, or if a case is occurring, right, the media usually, doesn't get involved at that level until a judgment has been given. So you can have somebody that starts to go AWOL, then unfortunately could be hurting people. I've rarely seen this happen. I don't think I've ever seen this happen. And so now he's going to be sentenced to prison for life. Well deserved. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I was in California, and wow, I've never seen so much green. I mean, I was born in L.A., and the drought has been going on for so long that when you start leaving L.A. proper, and even though you could still be in L.A. County, and as you start driving towards Pasadena, I mean, there's so many, you know, beautiful rolling mountains and hills, and they've been kind of turning brown. All of a sudden, I've been seeing a lot of green, and that grass looks so soft. And you saw very, very light, beautiful green, which means, you know, obviously, from an ecological sense, this year the drought wasn't obviously as severe. Now, when you come home, Okay, starting to see some desert flowers. I live in Las Vegas, so Las Vegas is very deserty, and some of my weeds were blooming. Yeah, I got weeds in my yard. Okay, I know the homeowners association is always on your butt. Don't you hate that? You have one little baby weed, and you're like, you want to know what? My nails are wet. I'll pull that when my nails dry. And before you could even decide that thought, smack, you see a homeowners association naughty notice on your door. But my weeds are already blooming. So I get into the house after coming in from the weekend. Right? I'm pretty excited that, you know, spring is coming. It's, you know, got a lot to do. I'm going to try to lose weight so I could wear a bikini. And I start to sneeze. I'm like, what the heck is going on? It's like February 21st. Why would I be sneezing? Why would I be sniffling? Well, allergy season starts earlier and earlier each year, depending on what the rainfall looks like and the warm weather. So with cities throughout having record rainfall and, you know, now weather starting to warm up a little bit, yes, there are going to be some drops, and I don't think winter is over by any means. Winter officially ends March 20th. But as weather starts to warm and flowers bloom, there's pollen. You know, the flowers don't give a damn about our calendar. They're going to bloom whenever they want to bloom. So we're looking at early allergy seasons. So March 20th is technically the first of spring, yet here we are in February. Now, some of you will go, okay, what exactly is going on with allergies? What are they? So we've talked about this before, right? It's basically a result of an immune response to something that's foreign that our body picks up. So pollen is foreign, dust, dander, food, insects, mold, metals, blood transfusion, grafts, medicine, anything that your body senses as a foreign intruder could cause an immune response. Now, these particular intruders are usually harmless. All right, a droplet of blood should be harmless. Pollen should be harmless. All right, a peanut should be. Unfortunately, if your body decides to go into a hypersensitivity reaction, then it can become very dangerous. So what ends up happening is you have this allergen floating around the body, and you have IgE antibodies. And these antibodies are designed to find the allergen and turn around and deputize your allergy cells to get to work. So if your IgE antibody crosses path with a piece of pollen that got through, or a piece of food or mold or whatever that you're allergic to, it will activate mast cells. Mast cells are in the tissues and basal cells are in the blood. And when these cells get activated, they release substances into the body. One very well-known substance that these mast cells release, or basal cells, is histamine. And so histamines will cause the reactions such that you're sneezing and coughing. They'll also release leukotrienes, cytokines, etc. So the body right now is trying to, A, sneeze and cough the allergen out. It may try to wall off the antigen with swelling. It may, these signals may try to signal more antibodies to get to work. You may produce more tears, nasal secretions to kind of flush it out. So obviously your symptoms of seasonal allergies are sneezing, coughing, wheezing, runny nose, eye watering, red eyes, itchy skin, rash, itchy throat. I get tired, very tired when I get allergies, and also congestion. And again, these are all defense mechanisms, but unfortunately this defense mechanism can go too far. So many people come in and they'll be like, okay, well, do I have an allergy or do I have a cold? And I'm like, well, you know, do you have a sore throat? Yeah, I have a sore throat. I go, is it really sore, though? Or is it itchy? Well, my throat hurts a little. All right. Well, does that necessarily mean it's a cold? What about your sneezing? Okay. Are you sneezing anything that's thick and gooey, or is it clear? Well, if it's clear, that signifies more allergies. When it's thick, that means you probably have more neutrophils, you probably have more goblet cells making more mucus, and when it starts getting colored, that could also signify more of an infection. Same thing with cough. If your cough is, you know, kind of like a dry cough, that may not necessarily be a virus, or it may not necessarily be a bacteria. But if the cough starts to come up with sputum, and you start to have thick mucus that you're coughing up, that could to me mean you have more of an infection. And then also the timing of it. You know, allergies, if my allergies are going to start in the next week or two, I am going to have them all the way until June. It is not going to be fun. and it is going to continue. A cold goes away. Cold goes away after a few days. Rarely will you see a cold by day 10. Also, you can predict that you're going to get your sneezing and your allergies. You know what? We're going to go outside for a birthday party. The birthday party is going to be in the park. All right? I predict that when I come home, I'm going to be sneezing like crazy. And then if that's the case, that's more of an allergy as opposed to a cold. A cold, you don't know that it's, you have no idea when it's coming. You can't say next week I'm going to get it. Yet if I'm going to a birthday party next week, I know I'm probably going to have allergies. You know, also like with a sore throat, a sore throat from a cold starts to burn a little bit more, starts to hurt. You may even have some swollen glands. Strep throat, you get an odor. I mean, it really hurts. Now, many ask, well, can allergies lead to a cold? And for those of you listening, this is a Dr. Dahlia show. I have this written on my website. So if you want to break it down, it breaks it down for you on my website. Go to drdahlia.com. Allergies can lead to a cold. Allergies in and of themselves should not cause an infection because, again, it's an allergen. You know, you have this defense mechanism in place, so it shouldn't cause an infection. However, it may make the situation more vulnerable for a virus or bacteria to take over. So, for example, if you now have secretions and your sinuses are starting to get congested, a bacteria floating around the sinuses go, this is kind of squishy, this is kind of comfortable, all right, I'm going to set up shop here. Or if your immune system is so busy dealing with the allergies, you can be more prone to getting an infection. You can get pneumonia after an allergy. So seasonal allergies do have the potential to be kind of dangerous. You're going to be more prone to getting sick. If you have asthma, an allergy attack could incite an asthmatic attack. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anaphylaxis from pollen. And anaphylaxis is where you have the full-blown allergy attack where you can't breathe. But we know that with peanuts, with bee stings, etc., your immune system could go crazy. So I don't think seasonal allergies are dangerous in that sense, but causing you to go into a full-blown asthmatic attack or affecting your COPD could be an issue. So how do you prevent and then treat allergies? Well, first, you have to really be aware of what's going on with your local weather. Once weather starts warming up in your neck of the woods, all right, that could be the start of allergy season. And keep an eye on your pollen counts. Your local meteorologists are excellent. You know, I listen to News 3, Fox 5, the news stations in town, and they will, you know, let you know, look, guys, you know, it's going to be a high pollen count. You want to be very cognizant of what's going on there. You also want to avoid outside pollen from coming into your house. Don't open all the windows during springtime. Pollen will blow in. You got to clean your air filters, replace them, maybe use a HEPA filter. Wash your hair because pollen is in your hair. Wash your clothes. Maybe take a shower after you come inside so it doesn't get into your bed and couch. Close your car windows when you park so the pollen doesn't blow in when you're inside. Recirculate the air when you're driving. And for those of you that get bad allergies, this is the time to start talking to your medical provider about going on a nasal corticosteroid, leukotriene antagonist, antihistamine. All right. Some of these medicines take a couple weeks to kick in. So if you think you're going to be bad in March, you better be getting seen now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Bradley says he pulled his back out and it hurts real bad. Occurred the day before Valentine's. He says, I went to an urgent care hoping the pain would have gone away, but didn't, and they gave me Motrin and Flexadril. I love how he calls it Flexadril. It's called Flexeril. But it's okay. Yeah, I called it Flexadril. Anyway, it's not working. Which is very interesting. I'm surprised that they gave you But usually it's cyclobenzaprine. They'll actually give the generic form of it. So I find that interesting, unless you already know what the medicine is. Very good. It says it's not working and I'm in pain, and you know they won't give narcotics. I don't want narcotics, but I haven't been back to work since. Does that mean I have a slip disc? Would love your advice. Okay, so you pull out your back, Valentine's Day, so what day is it today? So today's the 21st, Valentine's Day would have been the day before, so we're talking about 8 days ago. He wrote this yesterday, so it was a week prior. Okay, many times if you hurt your back, and we've talked about this, there was a study that came out last week talking about how most back pain will go away on its own, you don't need to take medicines, you don't need to do x-rays, and that's been kind of the theme that we've been hearing now for years. And so usually with back pain, we take a kind of rest, alternate ice and heat, try some anti-inflammatories. I'm a huge fan of Motrin and naproxen and Aleve. If naproxen is Aleve and ibuprofen is Motrin. So I'm a huge fan of those, assuming you don't overdo it and assuming you don't have issues with your kidneys and you don't have issues with stomach ulcers, etc. And so when you go to the urgent care, it looks like not only did he tell you to take Motrin, but he also gave you Flexeril, not Flexadril. What's that sinus medication? Benadryl. Yeah. So it's not Flexadril, it's Flexeril, but that's okay. I'm not making fun of you, just think it's so cute. I love the Flexadril. It's just funny. It's kind of cute. Okay, anyway. So if they gave you that, that's a muscle relaxant. So they're trying to relax the muscle. And what they're doing is they're giving you two medications, which actually can work very, very well with back pain, because all the narcotic does, and not that you're asking for it, but just to quickly teach my listeners, all the narcotic does is hit the pain receptors, like the mu receptors in the brain, saturate those, so you don't seem to interpret the pain as much. So even though they're very, it's very merciful to give something for pain, especially if you hurt yourself, usually the pain medication is not necessarily therapeutic. Pain medication won't fix anything. Yet an anti-inflammatory or a muscle relaxant may actually allow you to heal. So what the urgent care did, I'm in support of. Motrin and Flexeril or a muscle relaxant, I'm fine with. The only thing is now we're at a week. You're not feeling better. And the other thing, too, also with the Flexeril is it makes you sleepy. So even if you did find some relief with the Flexeril, for me, it knocks me out. So you'll get a Flexeril prescription that says you could take every 8 hours. But you can't do that if you have to work. So I usually write the Flexeril as take at night before you go to bed, or you could take if you're not going to work that day. Now, the Motrin is a pain relief. It does help with pain, but it doesn't sound like it's doing the trick. And if you're worried about taking too much because you don't want to take one every 8 hours, and then that could also not allow you to reach the therapeutic pain control level that Motrin can provide. But I understand Motrin in and of itself has issues. So would a narcotic be indicated in this point? I may, you know, give a patient at this point a narcotic to help them through this. But, you know, it's been about a week, right? And you're still having pain. Now, I wish you could call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. My question to you is what other symptoms are you having? If the pain is, let's say, radiating down a leg, right? Or if you feel numbness or tingling, okay, to me, that's very concerning. So if you have numbness or tingling, then I would be more concerned that you have a disc or something pressing on the spinal cord. If you're having low back pain that's pretty localized, then I'd like to say, well, show me where it hurts. And if you're pointing to the muscle, all right, that to me thinks, you know, it may still be more of a strain, a muscle strain. But if you're like, look, this pain, it's going into my buttocks, it's going to my leg, you know, I feel like I may want to pee on myself, that's an issue, and that could be a disc. So I would probably want, if this continues, an MRI. And the MRI would then take a look at the disc, take a look at the spinal cord, etc. So I wouldn't go to an urgent care. I would probably go to, and mind you, I worked at urgent cares. I love urgent cares. But I would probably concentrate more on the, you know, with your regular medical provider that could then write a referral if you need. And then physical therapy could help, etc. But throwing your back out, oh, that stinks. That's, you know, and the worst part about it, and for those of you that have ever had injuries, once you injure yourself, it'll just, keep coming. You know, once I sprain my ankle, that's my bad ankle. Now, true, if you fracture yourself, you know, the bone, when it heals, may be stronger than the bone ever was, which is very, very cool. But when it comes to a strain or a sprain, once you have an issue, you have an issue. Now, we've talked about how, I don't know what percentage of patients may have herniated discs. I remember they were talking about, you know, if you had 100 people in the room, you know, 80 of them may just asymptomatically have disc herniations. I think that number is a little bit too high. But if you MRI a person without pain, they may have a little disc herniation. By the disc, the discs are between the bones. Right? They're kind of like your shock absorbers. I call them the pillows between the bones in Spanish. Right? They're discos, but amojados entre los huesos. They're basically these soft, they're just, you know, soft, like pillows. That's the best word for it. In between the spine to act as a shock absorber and to allow less arthritis. When that disc slips a little bit or starts to dry out, and then push one way or another, that can unfortunately cause a pinching of the nerves. And so what many times we do is remove the disc, and it gets rid of the pain. We can't really push it back. Now, chiropractic manipulation may allow that disc to push back a little bit and be off the nerve. And so that's why many of these therapy modalities really do help. But if it gets to the point where it's not working, we just basically do a discectomy, and we remove the disc. Microdiscectomy, we call it. Very simple procedure. You know, should it be as dangerous as the procedure that, you know, unfortunately hurt those other patients when we were talking about that quote-unquote Dr. Death that got sentenced to life, but still. And it's amazing. Very tiny scar, you know, maybe about, I don't know, an inch in length. And many patients do very well. Now, you could still have pain. You know, without the disc, you could still have stiffness. Right? Because now without that disc, you have some bone on bone. You can still get arthritis in the area, but most patients tend to do well. So if you ever have back pain, just to kind of wrap this up, if you ever have back pain that doesn't seem to go away, they probably need to do an imaging study. You know, yes, we'll do x-rays in the office to make sure you don't have a compression fracture or you don't have like metastatic cancer to the back. So we'll do some basic x-rays and to kind of see how the discs look. So we'll do some basic things, obviously. But an MRI is really what's going to tell us what we need. And Motrin and Flexeril will work. You know, what do you do if your doctor won't give you pain medication? That's something that we've been discussing and seeing more and more. Patients will spend $75 in a copay to go and see the medical provider. They'll be in pain. The medical provider will say, I don't provide medication. I don't provide pain medication. And you're like, well, I wish I knew that before I spent the $75. However, if you call up a doctor's office and say, look, you know, I don't want to spend the $75 without knowing that I will get a pain medication, you're not going to get an answer from the staff. The staff will say, we can't promise what the doctor's going to give you. You know, if the doctor decides to give you something, that's on, you know, that's his decision. But we can't promise you that. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.